This is CliffCentral.com.
Charlie Peterson, it's nice to see you again, my friend.
Thanks, Gerard.
You know, when we spoke last, you were in the studio with me. We were talking about the role of fathers, the role of males in society. And here it is.
It's happening.
To their credit, ABSA have got involved.
Absolutely.
It takes an enormous amount of courage.
Yes.
And understanding.
Yes.
For people to put their money where your mouth
yes.
is. And here we are. We're sitting at Dobsonville Stadium.
Yes.
And I think in some ways the dream that you had for so many other young men in this
yes.
country is starting to come true.
Yes.
I look at the expressions of some of these young men and I see
Switching on.
Yeah, I see stuff happening, which is tremendous because for a lot of these guys, there's not a lot that's Mm-mm. going on that can Mm-mm. be attributed to positive Mm-mm. influence. How impactful do you think these sessions are? How do you put together a program like this?
Gerard, thank you so much. And like we said, you know, when we were in the studio, it was just like a dream. And I said to you, it's going to happen. And here, ABSA came and said, you know, we're putting our faith and our trust in you because we see what's going to happen. It's going to make change. It's going to bring change to the lives of boys that don't have hope. So, boy, child, you matter.
Well, your program is incredible. I looked through the workbook just now.
Yes.
This is the kind of thing that I think a lot of these guys will take home and read again and look at again. It deals with self-esteem.
Self-love.
You're dealing with self-love. You're dealing with puberty and the difficulties that some young guys have around that in terms of the physical changes that happen to them, aggression, violence, self-worth, what you want to be known for. Values. These are not surface issues.
No.
You have to dig deep to go here.
Yes, and it's real issues.
And I mean, it's an incredible program. How long have you been working on this to put it together?
Gerard, it started with a dream. You know, my first book was Growing Up Without a Father. You know that I was in your studio.
Yep.
Growing Up Without a Father, we're a fatherless nation. And what I picked up through all my interventions in the past 2-3 years, that this is the real thing. This is the lack and this is the need for our country. This took me at least 2 years to put together. And I was looking for a partner. I was looking for somebody that really will say that, let's do this thing. Let's make a difference. And here comes ABSA. And ABSA said, we're going to put our faith in you. Let's change this country. Because I believe if we can change the fathers and the boys, then the nation will be safe. Because most of the social ills, Gerard, are coming from the fathers, spreading to the boys.
Right.
And there it goes. Because I believe that we are on the right track.
You know, I saw something the other day that made me think of you, and I actually put it up on my Facebook. You can't truly call yourself peaceful unless you are capable of great violence.
Wow.
If you're not capable of violence, you're not peaceful. You're just harmless.
Wow.
You know, and I thought about that, and it struck me that the role of men is so deep and important and valuable.
Yes.
And there's a lot of attention that gets paid to girls and young girl children.
Child.
And I think we've done a lot in this country to raise the self-esteem of women, to empower young women, to enable them to live out their dreams. But somehow along the way, we have neglected our men.
Big time. Sorry, Gerard, but I always say that the girl child is so empowered. The same girl child is married and or getting engaged or getting involved with an unempowered boy child. So all that this guy knows is violence. Now, you are so empowered as a girl. You know, you are so well trained, but this guy don't know anything, you know. He don't know how. That's why you'll see how to manage conflict. We talk about conflict management. These guys don't know how to manage conflict. If he's angry, you want to beat her. So it's important for us as a country to also put all our energies and time into the boy child so that we can bring them at the same level as the girl child. Then we'll have a lovely, balanced South Africa.
Yeah, I know you're going around the country. You're going to Cape Town, to Polokwane.
Yes.
There are going to be 1,000 young men whose lives you can touch in this.
Yes.
And as it's been discussed already with David and Sazini, this is a pilot.
Yes, it's a pilot.
But how do you see it rolling out? If everything goes as well as you want it to, and as well as you've envisioned it will, where do you see it going?
I see it going to 1 million boys in the next 5 years. Where the 1 million boys will also empower another 1 million boys, Gerard. They will empower another 1 million boys, and this thing will just spread because the same boy will go back to the house as a changed person in the house, and also maybe leading the father if the father is present. If the father is absent, he will be leading his mother and protecting his mother. And he will know what is a value, what is a vision, what is a dream. And you know, and his self-esteem will be so high so that he can also understand that I do matter.
Well, you've got people like Teko Modise and Siphiwe Tshabalala here to help you do this. I mean, this is stuff you couldn't have imagined, right?
We're sitting in your studio.
Well, you know, this is your vision and dream coming true. And I think the nicest thing about it is that it's all about giving.
Yes.
It's all about, I know you've been involved in communities for the longest time.
Yes.
And this is really something that is going to break through
amazing.
In a big way. Yes. Congratulations.
Thank you, Gerard.
And please keep doing the good work that you do. I can see the pennies dropping.
Mm.
And slowly people are starting to realize that you are onto something.
Yes,
thank
yes.
you, Charlie.
Thank you, Gerard.
This is CliffCentral.com.